This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full-Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Welcome to Road School Moms. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to four kiddos and the co-founder of Full-Time Families, the resource for your full-time RVing travel needs with kids in tow. Happy Sunday night. I'm coming to you from Tallahassee, the location of the 7th annual Full-Time Families Family Reunion. We are prepping for 85 families to be coming to this location at the North Florida Fairgrounds, and we are super excited about it. One of the people who is going to be joining me there is my lovely co-host, who's with me tonight and every night.
Hey, KT, it's Mary Beth, your road trip teacher, also a homeschooling, full-timing mama to four kiddos on the road, and so excited to be headed to Tallahassee for the FTF rally later this week. We'll be expanding our destination learning packs that are available over at our roadtripteacher.com to include the Tallahassee area, because we've never visited that area before, so we're super, super excited about visiting there and seeing your family this week.
Oh, we are too, but unfortunately, you're not with me tonight and every night. It's every Sunday night.
No, I noticed that. I thought I was with you every night in your thoughts.
Yes, exactly. In my heart, absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited to be talking to you tonight.
Yeah, me too. 85 families, that's crazy. I'm so excited about this week.
It is crazy. It is really crazy. And it's an event like we've never hosted before. It's the largest event to date. And it's at a fairgrounds as opposed to a campground. So it's a totally different kind of setup. But I'm really excited about it. There's a lot of space here for the road school kiddos. And I think it's going to be a great fun time.
Fun. So tell me what your week has been like. I know we haven't had a lot of time to talk this week. You've been in pre-rally mode and I've been in, well, just my regular crazy mode. That's enough to take up my time.
Exactly. My week, let me think about this. So, you know, my word for the week is surrender. Oh, no, my word for the year is surrender. I really hope I make it through this broadcast because I'm not speaking English right now. But anyway, my word for 2017 is surrender. And we discussed that in our episode, Road School Mom's Word for 2017. And so I have been really working hard this week to surrender to the ebbs and flows of the week, as every week can be when you're a road school mom and you're traveling full time. There are big highs and big lows and everything in between, and I've just really been trying to roll with it. You know, our good friend Sarah James clued me into this Seeds of Worship CD series. It's our or digital music, and I've got one of those albums. Oddly enough, or interestingly enough, if you go buy Seeds of Worship, you buy one album, and they will send an album to a friend of your choice. So it's buy one, get one free all the time there at Seeds of Worship. But what they are really adorable verses set to song, and so I have been singing Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Yes, that's right. And so that's really been a big part of my week. Don't be anxious for anything. So that's how I've been, working on my road school week. It's not a bad thing. It's good. You know, when you have these trials, when you've prayed for patience or prayed for peace or prayed for surrender, then you better expect that God's going to send you to Faith Gym, where you can flex your peace muscle or your surrender muscle. And so that's what I've been doing, flexing my surrender muscle. How about you, Mary Beth?
Well, if we're going to talk about our word, then we'll have to remember that my word is peace. And I'll have to say the last few weeks have not been very peaceful in my household, but I'm still focusing on my word for peace, and really I've just been trying to, kind of like you just said, maybe find my way to peace and reminding myself that the way to get that peace is not my own plan. And that's, you know, I talked about this a lot in that show that we done a few weeks ago about our words, and I really should just take my own advice, because when I went back and listened to that podcast myself just a few days ago, I was like, I wonder where that wisdom went, because that went right out the window. then I heard something, then I heard something at church this morning. Let me see if I can repeat this. You know, I'm horrible at repeating things, but I think it was, comparison is the thief of joy and peace. And I was like, wow, that is so true, right? Because you can get so caught up sometimes in your comparison of yourself personally, or maybe, you know, just in many ways, to someone else or another situation or whatever. And it really can rob you of joy and peace. And so I'm really trying to focus on that and redirect myself back to my word. And I just need to keep listening to that podcast, because we really had a lot of great advice that night.
Yeah, we did. We were so ready for peace and surrender. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why we made the commitment to bring those words into our future podcasts, because I read a statistic and it said something like 90% of the people who made New Year's Eve resolutions have already stopped trying to follow through with those resolutions by the 20th of January. So, you know, Road School Moms were always about being intentional. We know that change is made through intention. And so one of the ways that Mary Beth and I decided to employ our intention was to, you know, keep ourselves accountable with our words throughout the podcast. So I'm excited for you. I also want to remind you, we did a show, I don't even remember which one it was. It was a while ago, and we had this one nugget: don't compare your insides to somebody else's outsides. Do you remember that one?
Ooh, yes, I love that. We should really make a little thing. We should make an ebook of Road School Moms 101 isms. I don't know whose isms they are, but we have a lot of those, and I forget them. That's a great one. I love that one.
That is a great one. You're right. We should have that book, because I refer to a lot of these things all the time. You know, when LaToya came on, Homeschooling Single Mom, and said balance is an illusion, stop striving for it. That was a game changer for me. When Heather Ladebuer came on and said, God's going to make me into the person he wants me to be, and I'm not going to fight him. So not always going to be enjoyable, but I'm not going to fight him. Like every week, there's not a week that goes by that I don't think of that, those little isms like you mentioned. So yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. You know, we cannot really see our outside when we're comparing ourselves to someone, unless we have a mirror in our face. We can't see our outsides, and all we can see is other people's outsides. So you can't compare yourself to someone else, because you don't have the tools to compare apples to apples.
Yeah, that's so true. That's such a good analogy. I love that. You know, I like visuals, and I love it when you use apples. So that's great. Thanks for that.
Anytime. More apples coming up later.
How about them apples? So, okay.
Yeah. So tonight's show is about road schooling various age groups, of which Mary Beth and I know a thing or two about. I was actually participating in a lot of these things that we're going to talk about this week when I thought, well, gosh, this is something we should share. This is information that would be helpful to someone who's maybe new to road schooling, or maybe has been road schooling older kids, and all of a sudden it's time for the younger kids to get road schooled, and all of a sudden the road school is up in the air. So that's what tonight's show is about. But before we get into tonight's show, I'd like to take a minute to pray for our listeners, anyone who's tuning in to the broadcast live or on the replay. I'd like to say a quick prayer for y'all. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of all of the people listening to this podcast. We hope that they are blessed by their time with us. Lord, if they're traveling this week, we hope that you would keep their travel safe and keep them from any kind of calamities that would incur expense or necessitate repair, because us road schoolers know a lot about that. Lord, if there are road school moms out there who are doubting themselves right now, I would
I would hope that you would give them some peace in their heart and let them know that they've got this. They're doing okay. And Lord, please be with all the Road School moms and dads who are struggling this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You do that so well. I'm always so proud of you. Just the words come from your mouth, and I just don't know where they come from, but they always sound so eloquent and so much better than I could through them. So I'm always thankful for you to have you for our prayer, KT. You know, when we were talking earlier about doing this show and homeschooling on multiple ages, I had to really stop and think to myself, this is my fifth year homeschooling. And I was like, I feel like I'm so new to homeschool still. You know what I mean? And so I don't ever feel like, oh gosh, you know, I have this big plethora of, you know, research and development, but I really do. I look back at all the different things we've tried and how we first started out and the evolution that we've made. And I know you and I talk a lot on the show about how our road school has evolved, right? But that really is how you and I came to be where we are right now. And so for me, I like to think of homeschooling multiple ages kind of like it's just a branch in your household tree that's already growing a life with multiple kiddos. I mean, unless you're a family with an only child or just a single set of multiples, they're really, you're already living a life of multiple aged activities going on in your house, you know, from eating breakfast or navigating your extracurriculars or figuring out your sleep time routines. There's, you know, you're already trying to navigate those waters of how, you know, to make it work for those different seasons of your routines, your combination of babies or toddlers or tweens or teens or whatever, wherever you are in your season of life. And so for me, I guess when I finally realized that I needed to handle my homeschool the same way, you know, and that really wasn't until this year for me. And you and I have talked a lot about this. And at the end of our broadcast, we're going to talk about morning time, which if you've been a listener for the last couple of months, you know, KT and I just keep harping on morning time. But for me, when I finally realized, you know, this year, okay, so I don't get up and make breakfast for one kid and then clean everything up and then make it for another kid something different. You know, I try to figure out, okay, what can I make for breakfast for everyone? You know, and maybe one person doesn't like pancakes with syrup. They might like theirs with peanut butter, but that's okay because we're still having pancakes, you know. And that's kind of how our homeschool has evolved this year. And it has been such a blessing for me to have figured that out. And it may not be for everyone, but it has definitely worked for us. And so the number one rule that I guess that I would pass along tonight for the successful homeschooling of multiple ages is that there are no rules. Now, you know, the Road School Moms Teach team between KT and I both preach this often, but really no one knows your family dynamics better than you do, Road School Mom. There's no one who knows your kiddo's strengths and weaknesses better than your mama's heart. So finding the right solution to your homeschool equation may not always be clear or even come on the first try. Good Lord knows it took me almost, like I just said, 5 years to get this figured out on my own. But we want to encourage you to listen to your road schoolers, observe the strengths that each of your kiddos have, and similarly, make notes of their weaknesses. And I'm saying that because if you have one kiddo that maybe reads really well out loud and has the eloquence to, you know, to put words together and has great enunciation skills and puts the, you know, feeling in their reading. And then maybe you have another kiddo up and coming behind that road schooler that doesn't read so well out loud. Maybe he reads great. Maybe he has a wonderful reading level, but he just doesn't read very well out loud. Well, putting those two kiddos together, you know, it, you know, it's kind of like the 2 + 2 = 4 thing. And it can be a really great thing for both. So we've talked on many previous shows about how our own kids also rabbit trail on their learning adventure. And what we're talking about here is that you kind of lay out or offer different material about a subject, pretty general usually, and then letting your life learners learn more about the areas of that subject that actually interests him or her. So let me give you an example. A few weeks ago, if you'll recall, KT and I was talking about the inauguration of our U.S. president. And that's a perfect example for me on how we rabbit trail in our house. We watched news segments that week, specifically on Inauguration Day, obviously. But we also done a mini-unit study that week. We done some copy work based on the inauguration and the inaugural speech. We read about the inauguration, you know, and so that took a day or two. And then after the fact, my high schooler actually spent time on his own looking up how the salaries of previous presidents worked, what the benefits they were entitled to. And amazingly, he even went so far as to figure out how much of our national debt is earmarked now, in 2017, for the salaries of still living presidents. That's a great example of rabbit trail learning, and I think that that's something that you can really utilize in a homeschool with multiple ages, because you lay the material out and you kind of teach it across the board to everyone, and then 9 times out of 10, at least for me, one or more of my kiddos will decide to learn just a little bit more about a certain part of that subject. And so it really kind of is a, you know, self-led learning style.
Yeah, that's fabulous, Mary Beth. And I would also assume that when, you know, one of your kiddos learns something, he or she would share it with the whole group. So they're all really learning those things, even if they didn't rabbit trail in the same way. If all four of y'all went in four different directions over the dinner table, you'd get the different tidbits all back. So I just love the rabbit trailing that you guys do, and I love how you encourage it in your road school. That's just a really great thing to do. Okay, so if you have separate curricula for each of your road schoolers, I find that it's essential to have filler activities, especially for the younger kids in your household. Having plenty of no reading necessary worksheets to let little ones work independently should be a priority when planning homeschool days. We use look and find, mazes, coloring books, and incorporate them into our daily schedule. When an older one needs my help, I set a younger one to task on one of these. So what I do is I run to the bookstore, and I've got a very large look and find book, and I just make copies of it on my copy machine. So that, and I have to make four, because even though this is really for the little kids, the big kids always get into it too. I don't mind, because I think it's a great activity. I like it too, actually. And so I make four copies, and then when one of the bigger kids needs some help with some more extensive topics, I can just pick up my look and find sheet and say, you know, to DJ, here you go, go find the things. And he's off and ready, and that has been so helpful for us. My kiddos aren't big into coloring. They'll color every once in a while, but coloring books usually have also other activities. They enjoy those, like the mazes or, you know, one of these things is different, pick out the one. So having some of those in your road school is really invaluable to being able to road school different ages simultaneously.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, one thing that I used from the very beginning, and they have preschool activities and some different early educator. Well, there's a really, let's see, it's superteacherworksheets.com. Now, it's not free. You have to buy a subscription. I think it's $19.95 for the year, but it gives you access to literally thousands and thousands of worksheets, and they're geared, if I remember right, from preschool through eighth grade, I think. But that site was really instrumental for me, especially, and I still use it today, because there's great things that you can get off of there. If you know, you know, if you have a kiddo that, you know, is just learning phonics or is just learning, you know, maybe addition or whatever. It can even be something like KT said, you know, no reading necessary, you know, just look and finds. Or one of the things I remember doing from that site with my littles, and I always had them available for them, were the color by number. And so even though they weren't old enough to read, like where it said yellow, you know, I'll color all the number ones yellow, color all the number threes black. Well, what I would do is take the crayons that they needed, put them in a Ziploc bag, staple it to that worksheet, and then I would actually, where the word yellow was, I would color it yellow. And where the, you know, word black was, I would color that black so that they knew, you know, they would just have to recognize the number, which they'd already done by then, and then they could correspond that with the color. You know, and we had those. That was a really, but, you know, honestly, my kids still ask for that, even my older kids. So I love that. I love that idea. So that moves us to kind of having another stash that will work in your favor for a homeschool with multiple ages, and that is having a stash of games that can be played independently as well as a family to incorporate in your homeschool plans. For us, from dominoes or the ladybug counting game, you know, clear up to Scrabble or Gravity Maze, we have great options out there that reinforce strategy, critical thinking, spelling skills, math, and, you know, all kinds of subjects can be covered by those games. it's a great tip in a couple of different scenarios, really, to have a game stash. Because if one or two of your kiddos finish up with their work or they're at a breaking point and need your attention before you're ready to give it, then it's a super easy and fun way for them to kind of stay on the learning curve and keep their focus in the right direction. Because you and I both know that it's easy when you're busy with one or two kids over here for whoever, you know, is maybe done to get distracted and, you know, the next thing you know, they're outside kicking around a ball or, you know, let's be honest, on their computer or their iPad or something and, you know, have gotten maybe off track. So it's a great distraction. Also, when everything in your homeschool goes wrong, and we all know that that happens, and I'll have to admit it really happens often in my road school here lately. I mean, some days we just aren't feeling it. You know, it's maybe crankiness of someone in particular, or maybe it's the weather. You know, who knows what the problem is, but some days for us are just harder than others. And so on those days, honestly, we just stop and get out a game. Sometimes a big bowl of popcorn is a great compliment to that, and we just let the learning take on its own course. You know, sometimes that one game that we might play will give us the break that we need and just kind of lightens the load for everyone, and then we can kind of get back on track on the day. And those are the days that I really call success. But honestly, there are other days that, to be honest, we might play three or four more games and call it good. And I'll tell you that I'm working on something right now. We just started it this week, and it's called 30 Days of Math Games. So I'll be excited to share that with you a couple shows from now and see how we got along on that. I will have to admit that it has become a little complicated trying to make sure we have a game for that many days in a row, but it's something that my kids are actually looking forward to, and so we're going to keep it up just to see how it goes. So I'll be excited to share those with you a couple shows from now.
Oh, very cool. I'll be looking forward to that. My next tip is to share the load. If possible, have your spouse take over one subject with each child. And you might say, wait a second, no, my spouse is not interested in doing the teaching or doesn't have the patience for that. And so I would encourage you then to do, to gear whatever you're going to have your spouse take over to be the easiest thing. So in our house, this is the devotional with DJ, and Chris also does the devotional with Dominic. He does reading with Tonya because as if you've been listening to Road School Moms at all, you know that Tonya is really still struggling with reading, and it's really challenging for me. But all it really takes is a lot of consistency over and over again, so he's taken that over, and that's a big help. And we have a special social skills workbook that Blaze goes through, so Chris and Blaze do that together. This encourages intentional bonding time with Dad and gives me a break to focus with another kiddo simultaneously. It's a great benefit for the kids to have both parents actively involved in their school days, but also is a positive step in carving out a place for the other parent in the sometimes one-sided responsibility. You might be surprised at the direction this could take.
I love that you do that, and I'll have to say that it's not something that we have done in our household yet, but I know that we're trying to figure out how that can work, because I really, really, really admire the role that Chris has taken in your road school, and I know he had a big part, you know, in last year as well. And so I think it's a great tip, and I love that, especially when you're talking about you know, a household with multiple kiddos. So my next tip, of course, you know, we can't get through any kind of road schooling advice from our team without saying something about books, and more books. You know that we preach this a lot, talking about the importance of books in our road school days. But for me personally, really the inclusion of a family read aloud in our multiple age road school has really become a main focus of our intentional time that we spend together, especially this year. And not that we're having such this dynamic, great, brilliant road school year, but I just feel like we've really kind of finally found our groove. And this year I really spent much of my time planning a variety of chapter books as well as picture and seasonal books for each month. I kind of tried to carve up each of my road school chapters, I guess, so to speak, by the month. And by doing this, I really have kept my kiddos interested and excited about what's coming next. It's been a great way to keep everyone reading, which that's really the priority in my book, even my reluctant reader, because if you followed us long enough, you know that I have a reluctant reader. It's my, this year, my seventh grader. He reads well. He has a great reading level. It's not that he can't read. He's just a reluctant reader. He doesn't want to read. So I have found that having books available and having them planned out for our road school every single day is a great way to springboard other subjects as well. For instance, we just got done reading a story that we actually had left over from our holiday book collection from last month that we didn't get to. It's called The Family Under the Bridge. Highly recommend it. This is a good read with a great message. Now, above the fact that it was just, a good task for the kiddos to read aloud and all the things that comes with reading comprehension, of course, that's, a great thing. But the other things that we've picked up from this for all ages in my road school was, the vocabulary. It was a little more advanced, probably than some of the younger kiddos probably could have understood. But it really made for good discussions during our reading time about what the words meant, synonyms for those words. And it was, I was really proud of my older kids because they took the time to stop, if Tori had a question, what does that mean? Then whoever was reading would take the time and tell her what that word meant, so that was good. And while this book wasn't one that we could really pass around to all members of our family to read, because really it was just too hard for both my elementary kiddos to read aloud, it actually put a spotlight kind of on the older kids. And so we knew after we started reading this book that it was going to be Tyler and Tanner reading or me. And, really the boys seemed to enjoy the responsibility of leading that reading circle for that book. The other thing that led to, the multiple ages of our household was the book took place in Paris, okay? And so this read-aloud project also led to geography lessons and some other fun things that we did together. We did map reading. We talked about where Paris was. Without giving away too much of the plot of the book, the characters spent a lot of time outside. And so we talked about weather in Paris and what it was like there this time of the year versus, when we were in the summer, what season were they in? And so it really, I was surprised at how much time we spent in our road school for that whole week on all kinds of other subjects besides reading, and how much time it took up for everyone in our house, not just the older kids, not just the little kids, but for everyone.
Oh, I like that. That reminds me of a very old joke that Blaze made up a long time ago. And he said to me, and he didn't even know he was telling a joke back then, but now he does. Mom, if Paris is the capital city of France, what is the lowercase city? <Ba-dum-bum>.
I forgot about how much he loved jokes and how he's always done those. He should be the one to write a book. Book of jokes.
Yeah, actually, we've been accumulating his jokes over time, so hopefully we'll be publishing soon. Stay tuned. Okay, one of the things that my kiddos really love, and this takes some effort on my part, so it's not something that always happens in the house, but if I'm on my A game, we have what we call toy challenges ready to go. And what that is have an easy list of make this with challenges for littles. And, of course, again, the big kids get involved, too. Examples could be make a boat with Legos, or make a parking garage with blocks, or make me a coffee shop on Minecraft. Sit down one day with the kiddos to create a list of 50 things you can make and 5 things that you have on hand to make with, and then keep the list with your school stuff so you're always ready with a make this challenge. This is another activity that encourages bonding time between siblings and gives them a sense of accomplishment for teamwork, which can many times lead to other activities that can be done together.
I love this when you talked about this. And, I happen to think, and like you said, it can be complicated. And so our KT and my, both our biggest tip regarding these toy challenges that she's talking about is don't make them complicated. So don't go out and find something that you have to go to, Hobby Lobby or something and buy 10 things to be able to have that in your toys challenge basket. Don't do that. Find some easy things. If you've already got Legos in your house, then go online and just find some Lego challenges or, homeschool with Legos or whatever, and find some of those, print those out, have those ready. Like KT said, talk to your kiddos about, some of the things that they like to do. Like the Minecraft thing that's an easy one, right? What it seems like every kiddo and their brother, loves Minecraft. And so that's an easy challenge that would be. So our big tip with that one is don't make it complicated. Okay, so number 7 on our tips tonight of road schooling with multiple ages also involves kind of a go-to stash. You know, we've already talked about the reading activity, go stash, the games basket, and KT just talked about our toy challenges. I'm going to encourage you to also have an art box go-to stash. Now, this can be filled with all kinds of things for little and big hands to enjoy. So I'm going to just give you some examples of what's in ours. We have stickers, glitter glue, pipe cleaners, popsicle sticks, foam kits, construction paper. Of course, there's scissors and glue sticks in there, obviously. But there's also seasonal packs that I've picked up maybe on sale. Because let's face it, even though it's, you know, maybe not be Halloween time, what kid doesn't like to put scary, crazy faces on pumpkins, right? It doesn't have to always be in October. And honestly, the list is endless. And it doesn't have to be expensive at all. My guess is that you've probably got things around your house right now that you can throw all together in a basket. For us, we have a smaller crate with a lid. And it has these two handles that are kind of built into the frame of the construction of that crate. And so the handles come out, and then it's easy for whoever, you know, has it to pick it up and carry it, you know, to a certain spot on the floor or outside in the grass. We also have like a little tackle box looking plastic crate that they keep like googly eyes and those little pom-pom things and just, you know, things that you can add on there. It's really a great way to encourage creativity for all ages in your house. And for us, it leads to projects on the fly. You know, think back, I don't know, it's been a couple months now, I guess, but we done a nature study back in the fall. It was a scavenger hunt, actually, that's available over on Road Trip Teachers Learning Shop. It's a free download. And it for us, we done that scavenger hunt, and when we came back, the art box was actually out on the picnic table. And one of the kids decided to get in there and make a butterfly or something that they had made. And so for what we ended up doing with that, each of our kiddos have like this little art portfolio thing. So they stuck their scavenger hunt in there, and, you know, Tori had made this butterfly and she stuck that right down in there too. So it was kind of a check off on the creativity accomplishment, you know. But again, it doesn't have to be complicated or even spendy. You know, it just really comes with a little bit of planning and having the materials out and easily accessible for everyone to get to.
Good, good tips. My last tip is to encourage your kiddos to take a break. Now, my inclination when I start my road school day is to just burn through the schoolwork. I get it in get it done mode. Get it done, get it done, get it done. But more often than not, that leads to burnout in my family and household. So when you're working with one kid on something hard, send another kid out for a fresh air break or ask them to make a snack for everyone. This can lead to responsibility sharing throughout the day. Dominic might end up reading to the younger kids while Blaze makes lunch for them all. And then I could just go get my nails done. Call it good. No, but inclination, like I said, I just really get in the zone and feel like we just got to get it done. Because sometimes, you know, if you don't start early enough or you don't start in the right mindset, you get nothing accomplished. And you go to bed that night feeling like you got nothing done. So to counteract that, I just get into this uber, like, fast-forward planning mode. But that's not good for anybody, and taking a break is really good for everybody. So I encourage you to take breaks in your road school if you need a reminder like I do.
Yeah, that is so true. And I think, you know, when, you know, a little bit of that is if you've had any public school, you know, in your background, then you go into it thinking that you have to be at a certain time and it has to last a certain amount of time and you have to do everything on the list and check it off. And really, that's not at all, at least for us, that's not at all how we are productive in our house. It is not at all. And, you know, I think taking breaks are good. And, yeah, it's totally a great tip. So the other thing that's really worked in our road school this year has been, again, I'm going to use the word planning, which I know does not come out of my mouth very often, but this year, my intentional planning of me having my kiddos during certain subjects together has really been win-win-win. This started at the Florida Homeschool Convention, KT, that we attended together along with Sarah James back in the spring, Orlando. I was trying to think where we were. And we got the chance to really go through the whole convention. I had the kiddos look at different science books. I was really a big fan of the Knotgrass history. I knew we were going to do that kind of for a social studies curriculum. So I kind of had my kiddos look, touch, and feel some of the subjects and some of the books that I was looking at. And I realized that, you know, my fifth and what will be my seventh grader was interested in America the Beautiful. And so I planned for them to do that together. And what a blessing that has been, because what it's shown me that we could, there's many things that we can do together as a family, and we can check off geography and, you know, reading and this, that, and the other as a family all together for multiple ages. But then we break it down a little bit differently during other parts of our day when, you know, my fifth and seventh graders are doing America the Beautiful together, and then that gives me time to work one-on-one with my second grader, you know, and then my high schooler has that kind of time to work independently on things that he needs to do. So for me, that has really, really worked this year with my multiple ages, is to plan certain kiddos that can do certain things together.
Good, good tips. Very good. Okay, so like we've been talking about, morning time. If you don't know what we're talking about, then I encourage you to listen to that show that we did with the creator of Morning Time. Mary Beth, remind me, what was her name?
Pam Barnhill.
That was a really great show. I love that. Mm-hmm. Mary Beth and I both do Morning Time differently because, as like we said in the beginning, the first rule of homeschool, there are no rules. The first rule of road school, there are no rules. Morning time for us looks like a devotional time where we pray as a family, we talk about our different prayer intentions, we read a couple different devotionals, and we also kind of bring in like a planning meeting for our day, like go through the list of what the day looks like, what our responsibilities are today. Okay, it's a school day today, and then we've also got to get the laundry done, and we're going to go food shopping, and, you know, we've got a birthday party to go to, so we get to get this gift for somebody. And we use that time to just sit together and, you know, focus on God and focus on what our day, what you know, our best laid plans for the day are. Let's put it that way. They don't always work out according to plan, but it just really sets us in that nice mode of cooperation from the get-go. What does your morning time look like, Mary Beth?
You know, ours is really kind of taken on a more, it really takes up a big chunk of our day, and I really like it. It's came with a lot of planning. Again, I have to use that word planning. But our morning time starts out much like yours does. That's kind of our devotional time. We are actually following, Apologia has a series called Who is God? That's the first part of it. So we've actually I invested the money in those journaling notebooks for each one of my kiddos and one textbook. And so we read that aloud together. That's part of our read aloud. And we do the that notebooking together. We always have, you know, we start out with breakfast. And admittedly, we don't ever get started before 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that's just kind of how we roll at our house. But that's about the time we start. And we usually move after that, we move right into whatever read aloud that we're working on at that time. And we may read a chapter for the day, or we may sit and read four or five chapters, just kind of however long it holds everyone's attention. But we've also started doing geography together. We've kind of turned our science, even though my older kids have a science curriculum of their own for this year, we've kind of varied away from that a little bit because we've had so much fun during our morning time doing science units together. Unit studies are something that we love to do here in our road trip teacher house. And so we do those a lot. We like to do the experiments together. So that leads that, you know, way for that. And, I don't know, we've picked up some other things that I never would have done. And I don't think any of my other kids would have done on their own independently. Like we're reading a Shakespeare thing right now, you know, that we're doing together. So it really has kind of taken on a meaning of its own, really, the farther we've gotten with morning time. And I'll actually be sharing that kind of our morning time plans. I'm going to kind of map that out just so that you can see how I planned it and the resources that I personally use for the month. And that'll be available over at roadtripteacher.com through our Facebook page probably sometime early next week. It'll have to be out after the rally, but it's something I've been working on the last couple weeks because I've had so many requests after our podcast of Road School Moms asking, what, you know, where do you get your plans for morning time? And I realized, well, they're kind of in my head. So I'm going to write them out and we'll make them available so that we can share.
Great. perfect, perfect, perfect. I love it, love it, love it.
You know, the only thing I want to say.
Okay.
I just want to say one honorable mention. We talked about having so many of the things that we talked about early on in these tips that we're talking about tonight for having multiple ages in your road school was kind of geared towards the littles. And I just want to say that I want to encourage you to also have kind of a go-to basket, so to speak, for your older kids to help them stay on task. You know, maybe have a go-to activity or two for them as well so that they don't get distracted. Because I don't know about you, KT, but, you know, for me, if one of my boys get distracted and they wander off while I'm busy talking with Tori or Taylor about something of theirs, you know, the next thing I know, they're involved in a game somewhere or they're out kicking a ball down the street, you know, and then their kind of focus is kind of blown. So for me, it's kind of been an eye-opener to also have a couple of things. Tyler and Tanner both have a reading project that they're working on independently. And I also made the investment on a couple of Think Fun games. I can post those on our Road School Moms Facebook chat. But one of them is called Gravity Maze, and for the life of me, I can't remember what the other one is. But those are so much fun, and my, you know, the boys love those, and it keeps them, you know, kind of in the mindset that they're, you know, focusing and thinking and all of that, and they don't get distracted by electronics. And so have something for all your kids to be able to go to so that they don't get off task.
You know, I love that you mentioned Gravity Maze. Like always, you know, we're always on the same page. Gravity Maze was the FTF toy of the year this year.
Right. That's why. Well, yeah, that's why. That's where I came up with it, right? But what was the, what's the other one? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Because there's Gravity Maze was the FTF toy of the year, and I loved it so much, in fact, that I went back and found one that was similar to it. I'll find it and put it in the show notes. I just can't think of the name of it.
Very cool. I'm looking at your pictures right now on Road School Moms of your road schoolers with your Road School Mom road trip teacher bag there that that you talk about so often. I love that.
You know, it's really my – that's the one thing I can't live without. If I didn't have that, my road school would go awry because everything I need is in that bag.
Yeah, and you have a blog post about what's in that bag, right?
I do. I'll post it tonight, and I'll post it in the show notes. It's something that I make sure that I keep stocked well. I mean, I check it every, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and make sure that I always have, you know, a certain amount of certain things so that we don't ever have to stop and go get glue sticks or scissors or whatever because, you know, when that happens – and I can get as distracted as anyone else. We all know this. And so, you know, if I go to get glue sticks, I may end up, you know, doing laundry, and then I have to wipe down the mirror, and the next thing, you know, all my kids are gone, and I'm like, wait a minute, we weren't done with school. So, road
so
school
true.
Bag, very important.
Yeah. So true. That is so funny. I did the exact same thing. So funny. Ah, okay, well, you know, our next show, I'm so excited, we will be together, and it will be the FTF Early Recap Show, where Mary Beth and I will be discussing all the fun things that you might have missed if you are not coming to the rally. I do want to encourage you, there are a few days left to register, it's not too late, and there are a few spots left, so if you'd like to join us at this event, you can. You just go to fulltimefamilies.com and look up the upcoming events tab, and right there you'll find all the information you need for how to register. In fact, I was just on the phone with three more families that were registering tonight, actually, right before the show. So come on along. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I cannot wait. It makes me think back to well, I guess it was a little bit later in the year, but it's not, it seems like just yesterday we were in Tucson for our very first road school rally, and then all the FTF rallies that have happened since then and all the shows that we've had, and I don't know, it's been a fun ride, and I can't wait to see where this next year takes the Road School Moms.
Me too. I'm super excited. Okay, well, that's all the fun for me tonight.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. If you are listening to us on a replay over at iTunes, please be sure to leave us a review when you're done. KT and I both love 4 or 5 stars, but if you need to give us less than that, that's okay too. Just be sure and send us an email, either Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com or me at info@roadtripteacher.com, and let us know how we can better serve your road school mom's needs. No matter what kind of review you give us, be sure to send me an email at that same email I just mentioned, info@roadtripteacher.com.
Let me know you've completed that review over at iTunes, and I'll be glad to give you a free digital product of your choice from the Learning Shop over at roadtripteacher.com. So in the meantime, set your calendars for this time next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Ultimate Radio Show Network. We will be here, as Katie said, together live from North Florida after the next FCF rally. Until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.